In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is a hot sleeper regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBS Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
To the FDAA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Hey, Americans, listen up. Every 30 seconds, a new illegal alien arrives, so you've got to call the President and Congress to stop this new comprehensive immigration reform bill. It allows an unlimited number of new immigrants, plus the 20 million already here, more rights and privileges than we have, like no prosecution for identity theft or fraud, but citizens will be prosecuted for the same crimes. Welfare and Social Security benefits, credit for time worked in Mexico, flimsy documentation for citizenship, plus they get to bring the whole family here, free in-state college tuition, and get this, no border barriers built without consulting Mexico. Right. That's just some of what they're planning. If they pass this, get ready for the biggest invasion, the biggest tax increase, the biggest mistake our country has ever made. So call Congress toll-free at 866-340-9281 before it's too late. Tell them no amnesty and to act like Americans. Call us too, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, or go to saynotoillegals.org. That's saynotoillegals.org.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, sanctuary. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language says, sanctuary, immunity from arrest or punishment as by taking refuge in a sacred place, any place of refuge or asylum. Now, in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, great, great picture. Charles Laughton, Maureen O'Hara, Edmund O'Brien, great picture. Victor Hugo told of the sanctuary of the church for criminals. Now, they were allowed to go there and escape the law. Today, in this age of insanity, whole cities in the U.S. have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities. Now, this is not a place of sanctuary for law-abiding Americans to escape some type of persecution from the government. Oh, no. This is only for people who are in the country illegally. They are allowed to avail themselves of this sanctuary. It is for illegal alien criminals and their prodigy only. Now, people who have come to our country, broken our laws, and thumbed their noses at our sovereignty need only show up in these cities to get this deal. A magic wand is waved, and their crime is no longer a crime. All of a sudden now, it's just something that we talk about, but it's not a crime. We can't punish them. No, no way. This is unbelievable to me. Now, I have to ask this question, and I've asked it many times, folks. I have asked this question of the Los Angeles Police Department. I've asked it of the L.A. Mayor's Office. I've asked it of the Governor's Office with two governors in office. I've even asked it of the Congress of the United States when I testified there. And here's the question. And it's a very simple question. There's no interpretation necessary. Here is the question. What laws, as an American citizen, do I get to break and get away with? What laws can I break and get away with? What laws can I get sanctuary for and get away with? What laws will you look the other way on and just let me slide on them? And I'm waiting for an answer. I have yet to get any answer in any of the venues listed above. They have never said one word when I asked this question. They just look at me like, duh. And it's a valid question. I'm an American citizen. If there's any goodies or any sanctuary to be passed out in this country, I want it. At least I want my piece of it. You would think that as an American citizen, I would at least have the same rights as an illegal alien in this country. Sanctuary is only valid for illegal aliens who are now, and this is a fact, folks, the chosen people of our time. They are the chosen people. They are the untouchables. They are the Israelites of the new millennium. They have been given sanctuary in our cities, and that sanctuary is not a victimless sanctuary. It is killing our people, literally. Killing Americans. The sanctuary policy has created an atmosphere where people commit crimes against Americans without a second thought. They don't even think about it. Well, let's see. I'm here illegally. Maybe I can steal something. Maybe I can slap somebody. Maybe I can shoot at somebody. Maybe I can molest a child. Because they didn't bother me for being here illegally, I can do this. You know, it's kind of like when kids go away on spring break. They will do things that they would not do at home. Because there's an atmosphere of being allowed to get away with things. The police turn their heads a certain amount of times, and these kids start thinking, "Who? I can do anything. I'm invincible." It's the same thing with the illegal aliens. They come to the country, the government looks the other way, the municipalities look the other way, the states look the other way, and guess what they start thinking? That they can do whatever they want, and they do. Mayors Cory Booker of Newark and Tony Villar of Los Angeles and others, They refuse to recognize the correlation between sanctuary and the killing, maiming, and molestation of Americans. They don't see any connection whatsoever, but there is. Now, if you look closely at what's happening in America, it will become evident that we are under attack as a people. I'm talking about Americans. Some more than others, but we as Americans are under attack. Now, ALIPAC, an organization that's done great work fighting this scourge of the illegal alien invasion, did a study of just the last 30 days, folks, of children molested or killed by illegal aliens. Not 30 months. We're talking about 30 days. And the list reads like this. July 28th, Milwaukee, Oregon. Alejandro Rivera Gamboa, 24, and Gilberto Javier Arellano Gamboa, 23, charged rape and murder of a 15-year-old. August the 6th, Trenton, New Jersey. That's where Jose Carranza, 28, shot four children, killed three of them, another one shot in the face. August 16th of this year, Huron, Ohio. Lucio Sanchez Martinez, gross sexual imposition of a minor, an 8-year-old girl. Oregon City, Oregon, on the 20th of August, Alejandro Hernandez Flores and Mario Alberto Flores Estrada, charge rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse, two girls ages 14 and 15. August 21st, Franklin County, Alabama, Alvaro Vargas, 38 years old, charge rape and sexual abuse, 11-year-old girl. August 23rd, Bryan County, Oklahoma, Jose Retana, charge rape by instrumentation of a 4-year-old American girl. August 24th, Indianapolis, Indiana, Jesus Valenzuela, 19, charged sexual molestation and burglary, victim, a 5-year-old girl. Jorge Alberto Escobar, McAllen, Texas, the 27th, aggravated kidnapping, 5-year-old girl. And it goes on and on and on, folks. There are illustration after illustration of these people coming to our country. And they're not all Hispanic. There's a guy here from Liberia and a few others. But the vast majority of them are coming from south of our border. And they have come to this country and raped and mutilated and mauled and killed our people. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are those who will tell you that the domestic criminals, the homegrown version of criminals in this country, are doing the same thing. And you know what? That is absolutely right and absolutely the case. It's true. I cannot alter that. It is a fact. The difference is this. Both of them are heinous crimes regardless of who has done them. But the difference is this. This is a tool. Their immigration status is a tool that can be used against the alien criminal and not against the domestic one. Cory Booker in Newark, New Jersey has not figured that out. That, yeah, his domestic criminals can be prosecuted, but his alien criminals can have an immigration hold put on them. They can be deported. All these different things can be used, but they won't use it. And it is a tool that is going to waste with half of the criminals' acts in this country. Without a sanctuary policy, the guys that we talked about just now would get arrested for drunk driving, he'd be given to ICE, and he'd be deported. That's the difference. The guy arrested for driving without a license, give him to ICE, deport him. The guy stopped for speeding, he's got no documents, give him to ICE, deport him. If he comes back, put him in jail for 5 years. Without a sanctuary policy, he wouldn't be around to commit additional crimes. All of these people we just mentioned had been in contact with the police one way or the other, and ICE was not told. That is the problem with a sanctuary policy. They are committing crimes. They are asking for welfare. They're voting in our elections. They're doing all these things that they could be prosecuted for. And guess what? We're not doing it. We are ignoring their immigration status because we don't want to be in the immigration business on a local level. And that's stupid. If the feds won't do it, the municipalities in the states have to. And folks, trust me when I tell you, this is happening all over the country now. The crimes are happening. But also, these municipalities are forming their own rules and saying, you know what, feds, don't do it. That's fine. We're going to do it. We're going to get these people rounded up. We're going to train our police to do immigration work. And we're going to put these people in jail. And we're going to turn them over to ICE and demand that ICE takes them. This is what must be done. But when you hear that your city, like the city I live in here, the city that I love so much, been here all my life, when I hear that Los Angeles is a sanctuary city and allows these people to not get their cars towed now, the new thing to come down now is they will not tow away the car of an illegal alien or anybody else driving without a license. Now, who do you think came and had that done? Gil Cedillo, the mayor, all the rest of them have conspired to have that done because they are of the same race as most of the people who are getting the damn cars towed. And that's racism. That is why they've done this. The vast majority of the people who have had their cars towed and impounded for a mandatory 30 days are illegal aliens who do not have driver's license. Thank God for that. And now they've stopped it. They have stopped that and says, well, we better take another look at this because it could be unconstitutional. Yeah, right. To take an unlicensed driver's car. They're not even arresting the people. They're just taking the car off the road. And now they stopped doing this. This is the age of insanity, and this sanctuary policy must be stopped. And every ounce of blood, be it through a drunk driver or a speeding driver who kills somebody who has been in contact with the police and they have allowed him to continue to drive, they have allowed a criminal to stay on the street, that blood is on the hands of the government official who allowed them to not be turned over to ICE. That is what we must work on, folks, and we must demand that our government do better. One of these days, if the government continues to do this, there will be anarchy. And I hear it all the time. They talk about, well, we're ready to fight. We're not going nowhere. These people are not going. We're not going to let you deport these people from the country. We'll see. We'll see. Just give me a little time on that one. We'll see what happens. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Floyd Ayers, Vice President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the Office of Los Angeles County Sheriff. According to this week's news reports, Sheriff Baca has significantly increased the number of senior leadership positions over the last 9 years. Departmental records indicate the number of chiefs of our department has increased by 37.5%, commanders have increased by 61.1%, and the number of sheriff's captains have increased by 25.5%. A number of each of these positions are now held by his campaign contributors. Why would the sheriff need so many new departmental executives? County contribution reports indicate that Sheriff Baca has received numerous campaign contributions from these top executives. Many of these contributions were for the maximum allowable donation of $1,000. Appointed police chiefs, such as Los Angeles Police Chief William Breton, are limited in the kinds of personal contributions or gifts they can accept from their employees or those seeking to do business with them. We at ALADS believe these limitations are contributions and gifts from departmental staff serve a good purpose, especially in the law enforcement agency. For the sake of transparency and good government, ALADS is asking the sheriff to refuse further contributions from employees and vendors in Los Angeles County. I'm Floyd Ayers. Please drive careful, and thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, I want to remind anybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening tonight on the RBN Network, all the folks listening at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, and all the folks listening on KDWN KDON 720 AM Las Vegas. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. And I want to remind you folks, especially in Vegas, Mark Edwards, you know, you guys loved him when he was there. You can get him now on the internet right after I'm on. Go to KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. You can get him on his website, thewakeupamerica.com. Thewakeupamerica.com. You can hear Mark Edwards for 2 hours after I'm on. So all you folks in Vegas and other places that missed him, you can hear him now, and that's a good deal. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, in another gross example of a Republican tricking his constituency. And folks, let me do a disclaimer. Those of you who never heard me before, I don't beat up on Republicans because I don't like them. I beat up on them because I expect more from them. I expect zero from the Democrats. But a Republican's supposed to do better than this. Texas Governor Rick Perry, this guy showed why very few of these people in office are to ever be trusted. Here's a guy who ran for election and told the people of the great state of Texas that he knew the illegal alien invasion was a problem and that it must be dealt with. Fine. Perfect words. You said it right, Rick. Now, what does he do?
Last week, this idiot, this clown, travels to Mexico on a trade mission and proceeds to go against everything the American people who elected him have told him they want him to do and what he promised to do. While in Mexico City, this idiot criticized the U.S. Congress for failing to make progress on immigration reform. He said that members of Congress, quote, lacked maturity, unquote. Then here's a guy that goes on foreign soil and talks against the Congress of his own country, and then went on to tell the Mexican people that our country should develop a foolproof biometric identification system to track individuals and ensure that they pay taxes. He wants a 24-month renewable visa for...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Write this racist stuff and try to get people to understand their point of view. Why are we breaking ourselves down into race-based divisions? It doesn't make any sense. This is supposed to be the one place on the earth where you can come and be equal. Well, we've never been equal, but we're supposed to be working towards it. My God. Let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Yes, Terry, thank you. I have 2 requests and 1 comment.
Victor, do me a favor.
Yes.
I'm coming up on a hard break. I'm going to hold you over. I'll get you right after the break. How's that?
I'll do that.
All right. Hold on, buddy. Yeah, I'm not going to take any calls right now. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there, you've got to do your part. And what you got to do is you got to call your congressman and put the pressure on them, your senators too, I guess, but especially the congressman. Put your pressure on them. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to remember these 2 Border Patrol agents that are in jail, Ramos and Compien. It's very important that we stay on top of that. You can get all the information about them on our website. You can also go to American Patrol every day and find out the updates of what's happening with them. But it is important. These guys were out here defending us, and what we have to do is remember them. Don't forget the people who were defending us. This was a miscarriage of justice by a kangaroo court and a rotten president. And this guy, Johnny Sutton, Johnny Satan, was a member of the Bush camp. He's one of Bush's cronies, and everything he does is based on what George Bush tells him to do. Bet on that one. Bet the farm on that one, folks. That is why he pardoned Scooter Libby, but didn't pardon this guy, these 2 guys. He could have pardoned them just as simply, and he will not do it because he wants that border to stay open. We're going to hear now from our good friend, Mr. Augustine Cebeda. He is a very, very good American. No race in his body whatsoever. None whatsoever. This is courtesy of CCIR. And any of you folks out there that don't believe what we say, listen to this guy. He'll tell you.
Augustine Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the 4th time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired!
supremacists say that they should die, that they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
That's what they told me to say, but you know what? They're right. Go there and see the best for yourself and get the best price by asking for the Dennis Prager price list. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. I had a lot of people email me and ask me, what did I think about the Senator Larry Craig situation? I couldn't be happier. I'll tell you why. This guy was a reconquista. He was at least facilitating people who want to take over this country by asking for, he was one of the big pushers for the amnesty. So I hope they keep sticking it to this guy. And that might be the wrong wrong wording there. But I don't know if he did what he did. I don't care. I'm just glad he's out. And if I met him, I would tell him that. I'd spit right on his shoe and say, you know what, man? You sucked. No, I shouldn't say that either. You're not the kind of person that we want in office because what you're doing, you're hurting the American people. Not with what you did in the bathroom or didn't do in the bathroom, what you tried to do with the amnesty. So we don't want you around. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Bye bye. See you. No nothing. Bye. Go. You know, don't make no speech on your way out. Just hit it. Go. And he's gone. And one down and about when it comes to senators, one down, about 80 more to go. But this guy is out of our hair now. And I know what you're saying. We could get one worse than him. That may be, but we got rid of this one. And if that's what it takes, I hope they all put their hand under the stall in the bathroom. Let's go to Victor, calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, happy Labor Day.
You too, buddy.
Well, let me just say to you that I heard the president of Mexico address the issue of immigration. But on this day, I wish to remind him what George Washington used to say to when he had to address the Constitution regarding against anarchy. He used to say one state or the minority of them should suppose that they can dictate a constitution to the Union. Well, unless they have the power to apply the ultimate ratio to good effect, they will find themselves deceived. I mean, this is addressing the Union.
Right.
So what can we say about the president of Mexico? He is deceived, and he finds himself deceiving us. And I say to you this because, you know Mr. Elvira Arellano, she went now to Mexico, and he was interviewed with the president for 40 minutes. And according to the news, she's expecting to be granted diplomatic position.
They're going to make. Did they say they were going to do it, Victor? Because I know she asked for it. I haven't heard any more about it.
According to what
she wants to be an ambassador to peace here, folks.
In humanitarian reasons.
Yeah, I got her humanitarian reasons, but.
But there was the most freaky aspect of this. She hasn't been able to learn English.
Yeah, amazing.
So
amazing.
She's supposed to be now a diplomat, the fast track.
Now she's got the little boy, Saul. She's got the brat down there with her because she wants him to learn to speak Spanish.
Well,
so she brought him down to Mexico. So what happened to all this about we were going to separate families? She brought him down there with her. They're together as they should be, mother and son. The union is back together. You know what I mean? The umbilical cord is attached. Right. What is she talking about?
Well, I tell you, and the two requests I have, one is that perhaps we should remember Glenn Spencer on this day. And the second is for the next clown of the week, we may somehow address our concern with this judge who somehow put an injunction on those letters. They would have to put
Social Security
address to the employees.
Right.
So they would sanction those who are hiring.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, what happened,
illegal.
Folks, what Victor's referring to, they were supposed to send out letters to make sure that the numbers matched with the hirees with their Social Security. Now a judge has put a temporary injunction on that. I think that will be lifted. That's just my opinion. But it's just another slap in the face to the American people. And a lot of unions fought for that one, Victor.
Exactly.
Some of these unions wanted that to happen because they didn't want their people to be checked. They want them to be able to work here unstathed by the law. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. You take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to George, calling from Tampa, Florida. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I like it, Terry. You always pack a punch for one full hour.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I am a commercial driver. I have a hazmat endorsement. I read this Mexican pilot program, and what the most frightening thing about it is when these Mexican trucks roll across, they're not required to have a hazmat endorsement. They're not required to be cleared to haul hazmat. They're not required to meet any weight requirements or hours. They're not required like the American truck driver has to. I have a hazmat endorsement. I have to go get my fingerprints every 2 years.
How hard was that to get, that endorsement, George?
Well, I had to take a test. I paid $90 to get my fingerprints to go into Homeland Security to make sure I'm not Osama bin Laden. And like I say, they're not required to be placarded. And like I say, I could see these Mexican trucks doing hazmat spills on the highway.
Well, you know what? It's inevitable. And when the Americans start dying, you point your fingers right at all these people. George Bush starting, you know, fish stinks from the head, pointed at him. He's the main one out here with the pom-poms in his hand cheerleading to get these trucks in here. And it's really a sad, sad situation for America. George, thanks for the call, buddy. Call us again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your good work, and all Americans should appreciate you and show your appreciation by listening anytime they can. They ought to also show their appreciation for what you're doing by volunteering and doing whatever they can to help out. We're building an army to volunteer and stop this problem. And folks, we should remember that Ronald Reagan was a great proponent of volunteerism. And I had a personal experience by one of his volunteers back in 1980, this elderly lady. She handed me a book about Ronald Reagan. But this is very important, folks, that this is your country, and you must stand up for it. I'd like to make a comment, Terry, about the Mexican trucks and what your caller just made a comment about, your truck driver there. I'm serious. I'm a Reagan Republican, and I personally believe at this point that there should be an impeachment process started against President Bush. And I'm not just kidding. I also like to make a comment about the city council in L.A. They should be recalled. I'd also like to make a comment about Senator Dole. Elizabeth Dole this weekend called for the enforcement of, I believe it's GH-8 of the 1996 Immigration Reform Act to check the status when illegal immigrants are stopped, check their legal status.
Illegal aliens.
Okay, yes, illegal aliens,
yes,
folks.
Sir.
We are in danger. This is the biggest danger facing America right now. I'd like to give your callers and listeners an opportunity to help get out.
Make it quick, David.
The biggest liberal pro-illegal alien in California, and that is Loretta Sanchez.
She sucks. She is horrible, and her sister's just as bad. You know what, David? This broad has been a thorn in our side. She ran, people don't know this, she ran, I believe, for City Council of Anaheim. She didn't make it. So she changed her name back to her maiden name, which is Sanchez, and says, you know, I'm going to run as a Mexican. And, you know, that's what got her in, because there was enough people of that persuasion in that area to vote for her.
She's another race con.
That's all she is, and it's very disingenuous for her to change her name to get into office, but they do it all the time.
Okay, I'd like to give out our volunteer phone number. We are looking for to raise a volunteer army effort for the Republican who will run against Loretta Sanchez, who will win the primary. We're looking to get 2008 people for 2008, Terry. And here's our phone number. It is 714-864-7241. Again, that's 714-864-7241. And God bless you, sir. May God bless our effort.
All right, David.
Remember, folks, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for the call, David.
You.
Let's go to Norma calling from Lorenz, Iowa. Norma, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, you are a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What we need to do, I think, is I participated 2 years ago in an anti-protest against the day without the immigrant. This is in a small town in Iowa. 500 marched down the street. They closed the meatpacking plant down there. There was only about six of us anti-protesting. I was the only one that was not an employee of the meat factory. They said, today we march, tomorrow we vote.
Yeah, well, that we'll see, Norma. We'll see on that one.
Half a day without the United States citizens. Get all the United States citizens and have a day without us.
I love it.
Maybe we can do that.
I love it, Norman. You know what? What we haven't done, Norman, we have power. We flexed that muscle, that power, when we told the Senate no amnesty, and they went against it. They voted it down or didn't vote at all, which is the same thing. We have the power to do this. We have the power to get Lindsey Graham out of office next year for what he did to us. We have the power to make sure that these sanctuary cities are not enacted in this country anymore and not upheld. But the problem is, Norma, we haven't used that power like we should. We're starting to.
Yes, we need to wake more people up.
Yes, we need to wake more people up. We have the overwhelming numbers to fix this problem. We just haven't flexed those muscles, but we will. I want to thank you very much for calling. You listen. You keep
thank
listening.
You. Thank you for having Tom Tancredi on. Tom has the same voice and at the same time.
He's a
thank
great,
you.
He's a great man. Norma,
yes.
You take care.
God bless.
All right. Let's go to Ron, calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes. There's in-state tuition for illegals, but Americans who live in the United States cannot get in-state tuition if they're from out of state. Not only should the illegals not get in-state tuition, they shouldn't even be in the country to begin with at any level of school.
Well, they say you can't blame the child for the sins of the parents, and I agree. So I think the child should be deported right along with the parents so that they can all be together, family reunification in the country of their origin. They need to go, and that's the end of that.
And here's, I don't know if you heard of this one, but in Victorville, what happened, dated August 30th, 2007.
A three-year-old.
Three-year-old by Salvador Luna.
Three-year-old.
And he had a prior child molestation case.
And had been deported once, am I right, Ron?
In Ventura, yeah.
He had been deported once, and he came back, and then he got caught for a DUI here and was arrested and wasn't given to ICE. See, here we go again. He was arrested for a DUI, was not turned over to ICE, and he raped a three-year-old child with the family in the house. He's in the next room. The mother, the child comes in the room. The mother picks her up and notices when she gets up off her lap, her lap's full of blood with the child. I mean, just unbelievable.
I know. And this is his niece to begin with.
Yes, this is his niece. It's just unbelievable what is happening here. And these people are just coming here. And let's be honest. Let's be fair. All illegal aliens don't rape three-year-olds. But guess what? This guy shouldn't have been here to do it. I don't care if he's the only one who ever did it. This guy shouldn't have been here. Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Terry.
You guys want some more names? Tulsa, Oklahoma, July 20th. Daniel Ramirez, 39. Sexual battery against a 16-year-old boy. Portsmouth, Massachusetts, August 14th. Marvin Hernandez, 27, sexual assault, 14-year-old girl. Gaston County, North Carolina, August the 20th. Ramon Zamora Solano, 41 years old, kidnapped and sexually raped a 5- and a 6-year-old girl. Want some more? Jesus Mora Nava, 30 years old, August the 9th. Sexual assault on a 13-year-old boy. This thing goes on and on and on. Sergio Antonio Martinez Garza, 32 years old, August the 18th. Two felony counts of sexual conduct against a child, two girls ages 10 and 11. Unbelievable. And this is all in a 30-day period. 30-day period, July and August of this year. Unbelievable. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, our president says these people have good family values.
Well, I don't. Anybody that enters your country illegally cannot possibly have any family values.
Terry, today I saw the Speaker of the California Assembly, Fabian Nunez, on Telemundo pleading for the California Dream Act. You know, one bill, Gil Cedillo, now has put in the California Dream Act, whereby illegal alien students who are getting in-state tuition in our colleges and universities should be eligible for financial aid as well. And he says in Spanish, this will be good for our community. Who do you suppose he means by our community?
That means our raza, our race. That's what it means. He means his race. His community is his race. They have these people like him speak in terms of race and race only.
Well, they're almost speaking in tongues, and last year or the year before, the governor, Schwarzenegger, vetoed the California Dream Act. We must call the governor and demand that he not sign the California Dream Act. And one other thing about this Fabian. You remember the grand march against Prop 187 in 1994?
Oh, yeah.
Just in October, before November election came, when the people voted for Prop 187, at the rally stage, I know you know this, Terry. Juan Jose Gutierrez, who organized the march, and Kevin De Leon, who is now in the state assembly, and Fabian Nunez were on the rally stage, ignoring the U.S. national.
They were walking around and talking to each other while it was being played.
And then what did they do when the mariachi band broke into the Mexican national?
Hand over the heart and sang every word of the Mexican anthem.
With fist in the air.
That's right.
I have that on about 5 minutes of a videotape, and we are going to get that 5 minutes up on YouTube next month.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call, Ev.
Bye.
Good stuff. Tacoma, Washington. 42-year-old, rape, kidnapping, and murder of a 12-year-old. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Jesus Barrientos, 18, aggravated sexual battery and rape of a 6-year-old girl. Alto, Texas, July 27th, Alizar Posadas, 49, indecent contact with a child, 7-year-old girl. July 21st, Village of Monroe, New York, Armando Sierra, 22, statutory rape of a 14-year-old girl. Bentonville, Arkansas, Daniel Lopez Bibiano, 34, attempted rape, sexual assault of girls 5, 10, 12, 13, and 15 years old. Unbelievable. Here's one more. Indianapolis, Indiana, Israel Baez. He was in custody on other charges, and he approached a group of children, and he was arrested with a rape kit in his van. A rape kit. He had intentions to rape. Unbelievable. Let's go to Frank, calling from Santa Barbara. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Thank you, sir, for your work. I want to say from a strategic point of view, there's no doubt that this is a war, and they're out to overthrow America. You look at the website, there's a picture of a bird flying with stick of dynamite in one hand and knife in the other. It's La Raza. Look at the website. We have to try to pass a bill. We have to pass a bill to not let them vote. We have to cut the illegal aliens out of the voting because they all get their documents. They all get to vote, and some of them even vote 5 or 6 times. And there's 40 million or more votes that went down, and that's where we can nip this at the bud. We have to pass a law to where you have to document who you are and if you are a legal citizen, because that's how they're killing us. A guy walked up and said he'd voted 5 different elections, and he laughed. And I said, today we march, tomorrow we vote. We have to pass a law to not let illegals vote. It's more dangerous than a bullet.
Some states have it, Frank. Arizona just enacted it and a few others. But California is wide open, man.
We got to go to Congress.
Frank.
It's got to be federal.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. sales. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Go, because people are so anxious. When people learn the truth, they are anxious. They have a craving. I know, because I know what I felt like when I learned the truth. They have a craving, a need to do something about it, to not just sit back and let it continue. I mean, it's just like when I said earlier about when, you know, it's a beautiful baby, but when the dog is gnawing the baby's toes off, you can't just sit there and watch it happen. And so whatever these people are craving, a way to fight the beast and stop it from stealing from everyone, and so they want to believe, and it's easy to convince somebody who wants to believe that he can do something. And the fact is, we all can do something, but none of us can. And we're all helpless, but all of us together can do it. And it doesn't require the degree of education you were talking. It just merely requires that we inform and educate the people that this is an issue, that there's a genuine issue about this. So that when they do get into a courtroom and they realize, you know, the government might be lying about that, and that jury will then give the man a fair trial. Because they're not going in there with a predisposed notion that the guy is wrong because it's different from what they believed all their lives.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the earth is flat. I mean, and when somebody comes up and says otherwise, they know, they're not going to believe the guy's really serious about believing that. Well, look, we're going into a break, Kamala. Thanks for the call. Very good points. And we'll come back and we'll pick back up with the phones and catch up with those callers right here.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives.
with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. This in